Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Roadblock for gas tax holiday.
Another gimmick, another band-aid.
Uvalde school police chief placed on leave.
Honestly, he just should hang up his badge.
Tourist helicopter crash.
All the people on board are deceased.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Bumpy road ahead for President Biden's plan to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says despite high gas prices, there's reluctance to act in Congress.
Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
If Congress goes along with President Biden's calls for a 3-month gas tax holiday, the average price per gallon could drop 18 cents for regular fuel, 24 cents for diesel. But that's assuming gas stations and oil companies cut their prices, something they're not required to do. On Capitol Hill, Republicans who normally support tax cuts say Mr. Biden's proposal is a short-term fix. They want him to push for a boost in domestic oil production instead.
He needs to take his foot off the neck of domestic producers here in the United States.
Economists like Mark Zandi, whose advice the president has sought in the past, are also skeptical since the proposed plan could potentially cost the Highway Trust Fund $10 billion.
We need to invest in infrastructure, and this will take away from that.
Uvalde, Texas resident Kim Hammond is one of the many critics of the school police chief's handling of the elementary school massacre.
Chaos is what comes to mind. What a monumental mess up.
CBS's Steve Futterman says there are new developments.
In a terse 3-paragraph statement from the Uvalde school superintendent, school police chief Pete Arredondo was placed on administrative leave effective immediately. Arredondo has come under repeated attack for the way he handled the deadly mass shooting that left 19 students and 2 teachers dead. The criticism has focused on Arredondo's decision not to move in and confront the killer for more than 1 hour. Arredondo has attempted to defend his actions, saying he assumed someone else had taken charge of the situation.
Uvalde's mayor says Robb Elementary School will be torn down. Don McLaughlin said, you can never ask a child to go back or a teacher to go back in that school ever. It's not clear when work will begin. CBS's Robert Costa tells us the House committee investigating the Capitol attack goes back to work.
Today's hearing is the committee's last this month before reconvening next month in July. It now has new evidence, including hours of footage from British filmmaker Alex Holder, who is scheduled to testify privately this morning. And CBS News has exclusively obtained 2 images from Holder's upcoming 3-part series titled Unprecedented. And overnight, Discovery Plus released a trailer of the documentary, including interviews with the president's adult children and the former president being asked if he would talk about January 6.
Now to Logan, West Virginia, where a Vietnam-era tourist helicopter crashed near a major road. Bobby Childs lives nearby and tried to help.
I saw that there was a guy trapped, I guess the captain or whatever. I tried to get down to the door where he was at. I mean, you could see him plain as day, but the fire is just so hot. Like, I couldn't get to him.
All 6 people on board were killed. Federal authorities are investigating. In Afghanistan, after the deadly earthquake, the Taliban rulers are calling for help. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
An orderly line of men prepare a row of graves for the victims of the earthquake. A stark contrast compared to one day earlier when rescuers were forced to dig with their bare hands in a desperate search for survivors. At least 1,500 people have been injured, many left fighting for their lives. There was a rumbling, and the bed began to shake, Shabir says. I'm sure 7 or 9 people from my family who were in the same room as me are dead.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
A federal advisory panel says people 65 and older should get newer, stronger, high-dose flu vaccines. CBS's Dr. David Agus says it's the first time the government has stated a preference for older adults.
So this is a special flu shot. Comes with several names in pharmacies, but the higher-dose ones elicit a stronger immune response and seem to work better in the elderly.
CBS's Stacy Lynn says there's new information this morning on COVID-19 symptoms that just won't go away.
Nearly 1 in 5 American adults who had COVID are still feeling the symptoms. Many say they're really tired, have a rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, have cognitive difficulties, chronic pain, sensory abnormalities, or their muscles are weak.
Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell should spend at least 30 years in prison for her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse crimes. Defense lawyers say in a court filing that she should spend no more than 5 years behind bars. 5 years ago in New York City's Times Square, a car crashed through a crowd of people.
Car running people over for 2 and 7.
20 were injured, and now a jury has accepted an insanity defense for the man behind the wheel, Richard Rojas. It means psychiatric treatment instead of prison. 2 years after a CBS News and ProPublica investigation on car seats, correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is taking action.
NHTSA calls its new requirements a major advance in protecting children from serious injury in traffic crashes, and it updates the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard by adding performance requirements for child safety seat testing in a simulated 30-mile-an-hour T-bone-type side-impact collision. The new standard will mirror requirements that are already in place for frontal crashes.
Well, south of Los Angeles, a big storm, and a woman and her 2 dogs were killed by a lightning strike. A friend says she leaves behind 2 daughters.
The Lord wanted her really quick, so just took her without suffering, just in a blink of an eye.
The Colorado Avalanche are 1 win away from hockey's Stanley Cup after an overtime win in Tampa.
Kadri back in action, denied by Vasilevsky. Oh, what a play! This is in.
And it was in, stuck in the top of the net. A 3-2 win, giving Colorado a 3-1 lead over the Lightning on ABC. Over on Fox Sports, it was all about the dogs.
The best in show winner is the Bloodhound.
The Bloodhound named Trumpet won best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
50 years ago, Title IX became law.
Title IX has been one mechanism for increasing the number of women on college campuses and getting more equal funding for women's sports programs. But gender and sports scholar Bonnie Morris at UC Berkeley explains.
It was never intended to be a sports law or a sexual harassment law per se.
Morris notes there's been more attention to sexual harassment on campuses.
It's increased somewhat because more men have come forward.
Title IX doesn't cover salary disparities in boardrooms or in pro sports, but Morris says when U.S. women's soccer won a $24 million settlement over unequal pay, it showed others that they can fight persistent pay gaps. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Ohio State has won its fight to trademark the word "the." The patent ruling allows the Ohio State University to control the use of that little word on branded products like T-shirts and hats. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The
chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.